Ellen Bunting sent me an email on this, nmitchell@throw.com.au. Hello, Ellen.
How are you, Neil?
Well, what did you discover? What's the problem you've got with Mikey?
Well, I've got an account, and I've got four active cards on it, and I sort of try and do the right thing and keep them topped up. I usually top up online. I actually don't use the system that often. We don't use public transport that often, but I thought, well, I've got to keep some money on it. And I went into the account to have a look, and I noticed that three of the cards, I had some money sitting on the current Mikey balance, but there was amounts sitting in this column called Mikey Money Top Up in Progress.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's strange. I topped that up months ago.
Yeah.
So when I contacted them by email, they sent me back an email which said, what you've got to do is... you need to take your three cards, go to the nearest station, touch on, wait a couple of minutes, and touch off, and that'll fix it.
Well, that sort of activates the money, does it?
Well, apparently. So I don't know who would write software to actually do that, but anyway, I went and did it, and then I checked it the next day, and it actually worked for two of the cards. But one of the cards still didn't work. It was still sitting in that top-up in progress, and I think that was a transfer that I actually transferred across from another card.
Yeah.
So I wrote off to them again, and that's when I got the email on. I said, I've got to send this in to you guys because I just don't believe the answer that they gave me. And what they've told me is that if 90 days has passed and you haven't used your money, they archive it. And to actually reactivate it, you have to go again to the train station, touch on, and then wait 48 hours, and then touch on again. And that'll reactivate it.
So you touch on, wait 40 hours, and touch. But doesn't that cost you money?
Well, I suspect if I don't touch off within the same day, I get charged for a full day's fare. I don't know. I did send them off an email to ask them that, and I haven't got an answer back yet.
Well, what about when you touched on and touched on with the other cards? Does that cost you anything?
No, because apparently if you do it within a couple of minutes,
Right, okay. It
knows that you've changed your mind and don't want to take the train.
But the principle here is you've put money in to top it up, and that's legit. You haven't used it, and they say, well, we've archived it, whatever that means. In order for you to get that money back onto your card, you've got to go and pay money, probably?
Well, that seems to be the answer that I got.
It's got whiskers on it, you know. And they're going to make it more high-tech. They better get somebody else to write. Why is it...
Look, I'm going to actually... I actually like the Mikey system. I've found that when I do use the card, when I go and touch on and touch off, it all works well and great, but it's just the back room boys behind the scenes that it's just terrible.
Yeah, but these glitches, they should be sorted out by now, shouldn't they? It's been around for years.
Well, I can't believe that somebody would write a software program that you've got to touch on within 48 hours to activate something.
Thanks, Ellen. Let us know how it all ends up. I'm going to say resolves. That's the wrong word.